Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddy Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard fires to first and picks off Garr. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Dent catches it and throws to first to double up Paquette. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. McRae scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta juggles the ball. That's an error on Orta. Mayberry moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. McRae reaches second base with a double. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Royals. Jim Otten now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 7-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Downing and he is safe. White steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Mayberry reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Broimer hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. McRae scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2. Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.